Blog Talk Radio.
I gotta tell what I see. I gotta talk about my life as I see.
Welcome.
You just tuned into the Hour Show.
-10.
And it is the biggie. It's your boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm Tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Man Cabbage, packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Mazin, ghost writing, strike light. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm precise. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift and the time is the hour. Seduce the seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, like them bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this thriller. These plates bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo. This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the G Hour Show.
Our show, look at your watch, check the watch, no doubt, you know it's the time, the Hour Show in the building, yes indeed, it's Celebrity Thursday, on this lovely Thursday, September 6th, 2012, thank you guys for so much for tuning into the show tonight, it's Celebrity Thursday, and tonight, we're going to be talking to the legendary R&B group, 90s hit R&B group, the Rude Boys. Is going to be in the building with us tonight. We're going to be getting it in with them, playing hits. And we got some great music. Oh, yeah, your peoples is in the building. It's the D-Hour show every single time, Celebrity Thursday. You never know who's going to be on the show. That's why we tell you guys all the time, make sure you tune in because you never know who's going to be on. Sunday through Thursday and Saturday, the D-Hour Show is on the air broadcasting, giving you real radio, great music, and great interviews. Make sure you guys tune in. It's a blast every single time. So keep tuning in. Keep checking us out. And we do appreciate you. And we do love you guys so much for supporting us and listening to us all the time. So thank you guys so much for that. Got my co-host in the building, my girl, DJ Miss Fabulous is in the building. Hey, Miss Fabulous.
Hello, people at Hour this evening and to our D Hour Show listening audience. Thank you for tuning in on tonight.
I'm good, Miss Fabulous. It's Celebrity Thursday as usual. You know, we got the Rude Boys tonight and if you guys don't know that we're excited, you know, just take a look at our pictures, you know, on our Facebook profiles. You'll see that it's written all over our face. So, you know, just you know, make sure you guys check it out. You know, you'll know that, you know, if you look. But, yeah, you know, we're having a great time, you know, and, you know, it's going to be lovely tonight. Definitely can't wait to chop it up with those brothers tonight and definitely see what they've been doing and what they've been working on and, you know, what they got in store for the future for themselves and also for the Rude Boys. So it's going to be a lovely show. It's going to be a lovely night tonight. And, I definitely want to, for those that may not know, continue – prayers and condolences. We lost another African American acting icon. You know, the brother Michael Clark Duncan passed away.
Oh, yes.
You know, and it was. I say that last time it was a shock and not a shock. You know, it was a shock because he was so young, But it wasn't that much of a shock to a lot of people because, you know, he had a heart attack. He suffered a heart attack, and then he was in pretty bad condition. So everybody was hoping, you know, he was going to come out of it. But apparently he wasn't able to. So definitely condolences and prayers go out to the Duncan family. And also to Miss Omarosa, to her and her family as well, because I know you know, that was the love of her life, and you know, I know she stood by his side. So I know this is hard for her as well. So definitely prayers go out to her.
Absolutely.
And I'm happy, ladies and gentlemen, because the NFL season started officially yesterday. Yes, indeed, it started. And your boy D-Splade is happy. It's time to watch some football every weekend. Going to be getting in on some wonderful football. Congratulations to the Dallas Cowboys for their win on opening night last night over the world champion New York Giants. Dallas Cowboys took the G-Man out 24-17. It was a slow start in the first and second quarter, but Tony Romo and the boys was able to pull it out and come out swinging in the second half and do their thing. And they came out on top over the champs, 24-17. So hopefully that's a good sign for the Cowboys. And I gotta say, don't count them G-Men out, you know, because they started like that before, and end up going to the playoffs and, you know, stuff like that. So don't count them out just yet. But they did play well. Both teams had some great defense going on. So it's going to be an incredible season. It's going to be a new season. Different players on different teams, rookies making an impact. So I definitely can't wait to see how it all unfolds. And also the Democratic convention started yesterday. And Bill Clinton represented yesterday, and I heard also that the First Lady represented hardcore yesterday.
Yes.
And did her thing. I heard I didn't get a chance to see her speech. I'm going to check it out when I get a chance, but I heard she represented. Did she represent Miss Fabulous?
Oh, I want to say, we're not trying to encourage any type of political referendum or political preference. We're just simply saying that our current First Lady in office, Michelle Obama, was super awesome, all caps. I mean, her position, her ability to stand by the President of these United States and to speak on issues that are very pertinent to our country, it was so tearful, so heartfelt, so sincere. And I just, you know, I was just moved by the words that were disseminated. Currently, and I'm going to get into a little bit more when I disseminate the fabulous news. As current for the DNC, we just heard some very, very great words of our Vice President in current office. He was very touching and very moving, and they're on display at this time. He's embracing Dr. Biden, his wife. They spoke very heavily on education, women's empowerment, and trying to restabilize the country. Once again, I'll get back into greater detail once we have this fabulous news. But
getting
back to an initial point, the First Lady is just awesome. Awesome articulation.
Absolutely.
Bernie.
No doubt. And definitely Miss Fabulous and myself want to touch on some more of that a little later. Tonight, you know, I like to do the segment D-Slate Goes In. So, you know, me and Miss Fabulous are going to go in tonight. I'll let you guys know just what I'm going to be going in on. But I'm going to be going in tonight a little bit later in the show. But it's Celebrity Thursday. We're going to be talking to the Rude Boys tonight. The Rude Boys is going to be in the building with us in a few minutes. And we're definitely going to be getting it in with them. But before that, you know, we do what we do best, and that's play the hits. You know, we got some hits for you guys. So we're going to kick off a few hits for you guys real quick before we definitely kick it off. And I'm going to start it off with the Rude Boys' number one hit written all over your face. So right here on the D Hour Show, it's Celebrity Thursday. D Slate Miss Fabulous. Oh yeah, we getting it in. We will be right back. Don't go nowhere. It's popping like over Redenbacher. Always right here on the D Hour Show. Let's go.
DNC 2012.
Written all over your face.
Yo, Larry, man, you think you can sing the song today?
We got a horse today, man.
Buddy,
nah, man, Melvin, I'm too high for me, man.
Well, look, hey, here, dude, come on, man, come on, hold on.
Kick the show down, shut up, shut up.
RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Welcome back. It's the D Hour Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Celebrity Thursday, getting it in, playing the hits. That was the hit single from our next guest, the Rude Boys, Written All Over Your Face. Oh, yeah, you already know how we're doing it, playing the hits, getting it in. My girl, Miss Fabulous, in the building with me right now. Oh,
hello.
Absolutely, ladies. Yes, absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to introduce our first guest because I believe our first guest is in the building. Yes, indeed. And you always know they're in someone is in the house, usually when you hear. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. In the building, no doubt. Before that, though, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you guys a brief intro and a brief introduction of our next guest. The Rude Boys were originally by the legendary Gerald LaVert while singing at a local nightclub in Cleveland, Ohio. LaVert expressed that he wanted to work with them and possibly sign them. Immediately after meeting the Rude Boys, LaVert began in the studio with them, and in 1988, LaVert presented the group to Sylvia Rome, the senior VP of Atlantic Records, who turned got them signed to their first deal and label. Original members Joe Little, Edward Banks, Larry Bingo Marcus and Melvin Cephas' 1990 debut album, Rude Awakening, and their hit single, Written All Over Your Face, made the group an instantaneous sensation. The single topped the R&B charts and showcased the vocals of the Rude Boys with a cameo appearance by Gerald LaVert. May he rest in peace. The single rose the charts for 31 weeks, garnered the number one spot and propertied the group for a win for Billboard Music Award and R&B Single of the Year in 1991. The group would score a second number one hit on the Billboard's charts, R&B charts, with Are You Lonely for Me, written by lead vocalist Joe Little and Tony Nichols. With the well-rounded rifling baritone of Little and the vibrating, towering tenor of now-retired member Eddie Buddy Banks, the single shot straight to the top. Are You Lonely for Me is also one of the few songs since the emergence of videos to gain the number one ranking without a video. The album Rude Awakening would peak at number 10 Billboard R&B and / hip-hop albums and number 68 on Billboard's 200 and lay the male R&B group on worldwide tour with LaVert and the OJs. and their success has been incredible ever since, and they are still doing their thing and got some future things coming up, which we will definitely get it in with them. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D Hour Show welcome to one third of the incredible group, Mr. Joe Little of the Rude Boys.
Woo! Yo, what's up? Joe in the house.
What's up, bro?
What's going on, people?
Not
Hello.
Too much, Joe, not too much. First and foremost, Joe, I'm going to thank you.
Can y'all hear me good?
No doubt, no doubt. Loud and clear, bro. Now, loud and clear.
First
and foremost, bro, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Man, it's an honor to have you on the show with us. Definitely can't wait to get it in with the other brothers a little later. But it's an honor to have you on the show, man. You guys have some incredible music. I loved your music. I know Miss Fabulous and myself, we definitely loved your music, man. You guys have some incredible music. And know you got more incredible music to come. But it's a pleasure, man, to have you on the show, because I love talking to artists that that was responsible for giving us real R&B.
Well, thank you kindly, D Slate, man, and the lovely, what's her name?
Miss Fabulous.
Miss Fabulous.
Yes, Miss Fabulous, the lovely Miss Fabulous. Thank you kindly, for reaching out and, having us do this interview on your show. And, man, it's a pleasure, to be able to talk to your listeners and inform them on what's going on with the Rude Boys and go a little back into the past and, talk about, let's just chop it up.
Absolutely, bro. Now, my first question for you, for the fans, man, and, the old fans and even some of the new fans that are listening right now, what was it like working with Gerald Levert, man, and just getting it all started with him in your first album?
It was a great pleasure working with Gerald, man. He was like a big brother to me, and he was one of my best friends. He's a teacher. And, I always say that God put him in my life and used him as an instrument, to help me get to the places, that I always dreamed of. So it was great. He was a great man. He was a very hard worker. He really set the bar, for me and raised it high. It was just a really great pleasure, man. I'm glad that God placed him in my life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, I mean, of course, written all over your face, you guys, number one hit single. We've had other, some of the other celebrity artists on the show, who've talked about, going overseas and, the kind of love that they get, overseas from some of their hit records and hit singles, and they still get that same incredible love overseas. I mean, do you guys get that same type of love when you go overseas?
Yes, when we did go overseas, over into London and a couple places like Italy, and different places, the love was real big, man. It actually may have been a little bit bigger than we get in the States, because they don't get to see us as much, and they look at Americans in another way, in a big way. So it's definitely a lot of love overseas, and it's a great place for artists over here in the States to really get over and go to and be appreciated, and just do shows and give, perform for people who haven't and who don't get a chance to see, most of the big artists from the States.
Well, I know they talk about it, man, how much love they get over there, and I think with myself, I think that, definitely not knocking, our music and the way we do things over here, but I think overseas, they appreciate music a lot more. They have a deeper appreciation for music, and that's the reason why a lot of artists get such a greater love when they go overseas and perform.
Right. Yeah. It's just like I said. They don't really, get to see us that much. And they look to the United States, and the States is, it's like a prestigious thing. So it, when you go over there, man, I can remember and look back when we went to London, and when we came out, man, it was like they were blowing whistles and clicking sticks together and just going crazy, man. It was a great feeling. You know, it just was really big.
No doubt. Now I know I have some other really good questions for you guys about the group, but I'll definitely save those for when the other brothers get on the line. But you yourself, Joe, now I allegedly heard that you have coffee in your future.
Oh yeah. I'm the first African American in the country to own his own coffee brand and franchise. And I started my first two cafes in Cleveland. Also have a small coffee kiosk in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I have a church, a big mega church that's interested in licensing with me in Houston, Texas. So I'm currently doing that and opening up a few spots in Atlanta. But it's called Urbane Joe Coffee, and you can go online to it, the Urbane, like a bean, U-R-B-E-A-N, UrbaneJoeCoffee.com. You know, check out the site and see what we've been doing and what we have to offer. But we roast our own coffee. We blend it and, you know, do our own blends. And we custom name them and we ship coffee across the country, you know, to people that, you know, that order it. And it's a really big thing and it's my new passion, something that I'm really holding on to and like really got really high expectations for. And, you know, also using the group, we will be endorsing the coffee, you know, to try to put it out there and make it even bigger, you know, with the new album and different things that we're doing.
Well, I know me and Miss Faber, we would love to definitely get some of that, man, some of that coffee and try it out and definitely tell everybody about it. And also, man, we can also work out, you know, if you would like to do a commercial spot for your coffee, man, and we will be more than happy to air it on the show.
Oh, that's great, man, because I have a jingle, and like I said, it's called Urbane Joe Coffee, and it's called I have a motto where we say coffee with a touch of soul, and the tagline is sip soulful. So there's a jingle to it, and I'll definitely send you over, you know, the jingle, and you know, I'd be grateful for you to represent.
Absolutely, man. I like that jingle, man. That's a catchy jingle. I like that. Sip soulful. I like that. We definitely want to try it though. We definitely want to try out the coffee. And now with the coffee, is it specific? Now, are you doing just as far as the coffee? Are you talking about maybe branching out and maybe involving some other products with your coffee business, or are you just concentrating on coffee right now?
Right now, we're just concentrating on the coffee, and we have different names and brand, you know, blends. One is called King's Choice, one is called Danish Creme de la Creme, one is called Blue Magic, and then I have one called Wired. So right now, we just turned over into the organic coffee area, you know, John Rock. And that's what we'll be doing, just straight organic coffee. We're working on a tea. I'm working on a tea as we speak, speakers and vocalists,
okay.
you know, like the Gold Coast tea that will be made by Urbane Joe, seeing that I am a singer. It would be a good product to put out there. So I'm also working on that, man. And also with the coffee thing, I've wrote a stage play, a friend of mine from Cleveland named Ty Martin, T.Y. Martin, is helping me and aiding me in this stage play in which I wrote called The Coffee Shop. So at the top of the year in Atlanta, we're looking to debut that, and the Rude Boys will be involved in it, amongst a few other celebrities and comedians that will be involved in the play, and it's a big thing.
Oh, absolutely. Man, I like that. I definitely can't wait to taste the coffee, man, and definitely can't wait to see what the tea is going to taste like when you guys start advertising that. But I think that's a wonderful thing, and I love to see you know, artists just branching out and putting their creativity and their passions you know, to work and to work for them, and I think that's what it's all about. I mean, it just gives you an opportunity, and it shows volumes about your character, and it just gives people a different look of your creativity and what type of person you are, and what type of things you bring not only to your business but to the group and also to your brand, man. So I congratulate and like to see things like that, man. So congratulations with your coffee business, and definitely much success to you in your endeavors with your coffee business.
Oh, man, thank you kindly. I appreciate it.
I got my co-host, my girl, Miss Fabulous, in the building. I know she probably got some questions for you, Miss Fabulous. You got some questions for Joe Little?
Well, absolutely. First and foremost, Joe, I want to say that I am a huge fan, and I really applaud your effort being able to come and share, you know, your current as well as your futuristic projects that are in the making or that are forthcoming. So I really appreciate that of your time and of your talent. So I want to begin with that, and welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. I know I heard you talk a little bit about with D Slate as it related to going overseas and performing internationally and the acceptance of that particular demographic. You know, we could probably talk offline, but I want to make this point again for our listening audience because along with singing, you've mentioned two other dynamics that are greatly, greatly accepted and widely a groundbreaker into the industry. You mentioned, you know, entrepreneurship, which is wonderful, especially within the African-American community. Coffee is definitely like the top-going thing, and people need to really, really be cognizant and latch on to that industry. It is a multi-billionaire industry, so I applaud you, brother, on that effort, definitely. And you have a lot in common with the current thing that is going on right now. I'm on the show, but I'm also multitasking and watching the DNC. So we had Joe, our vice president, and now we have Joe Little. You mentioned that your business is in Charlotte, North Carolina. The DNC is in Charlotte, North Carolina. So coffee makes you think about blue, and, you know, we're trying to go there, so we're all fired up. So I wanted to throw that little correlation in there for our listening audience. But definitely in regards to stage playwriting, in regards to being an entrepreneur, a singer, you have a project that you're working on. What's next for Joe Little? Where do you see yourself? And what other avenues of the industry are you currently interested, if not yet already tapped upon?
Well, basically, just what's next for me is that I'm really just concentrating on the Rude Boys and, you know, with my other members, Kenny Miles and G LeBeau. And we've just been really working hard together and, you know, putting together a product for the, you know, for the audience, some good music, great music for them to like. So basically we're just focusing on that and focusing on my stage play, you know, the coffee shop, in which we will be a big part of. And, you know, also I might add I wrote a book, a couple of books that I have in the midst. One called "The Failure Is Not Final," and then the other book is called "The Day of the Convincing Storyteller." So I've just been putting my hands in quite a few things, but really just my main focus is the coffee and the Rude Boys, and just the Rude Boys pushing the coffee and the coffee pushing the Rude Boys and putting out great just R&B soul music.
Right, and I really, you know, commend that too, Joe, for the simple fact of the matter. Nowhere in that statement in which you stated did I hear an I, you know, and that shows right. A lot of showmanship, and it shows longevity of the group. I mean, 1991 was mentioned. We're talking 21-plus years. The reason why I know that so well, because, you know, Miss Fabulous is only 21, but, yeah, graduated 21 years ago. And that song, right. In Norfolk, Virginia, I am a product of Norfolk State University, where the president was just there on Tuesday, September 4th. But nonetheless, that song, I mean, is so synonymous and so big and such a movement, and just it was like a euphoric type of song, made everyone feel good and think about things. So when I mentioned that you all were coming on the show, the first thing came out of their mouth, of course, is written all over my face, you know, different puns and so forth. So, you know, there's so many dynamics to the Rude Boys, and I'm glad that you all are still intact and making music and making lives, changing lives with the lyrics of your music. The other thing I wanted to ask, if you were able to give any type of words of encouragement to those who are up and coming, what would you give them, you know, in terms of notes that they would need in order to be successful in the industry, because no longer do we have, you know, just record labels or, you know, waiting for a record deal or please listen to my demo. You know, we have instantaneously fame in the making because of YouTube and, you know, self-promotion and independent labeling. So what type of words of encouragement would you give to the independent and indie artists?
Well, first of all, Lady Samus, I'd just like to thank you for you commending me just on different points or whatever. Thank you kindly. I would just tell, you know, tell the up-and-coming artists or, you know, aspiring artists to just hone their craft, practice, and keep your heart in it, because, I mean, if it's something that you love and you have a passion for, you're going to do it regardless if you're at the big time or if you at the karaoke, you know, doing karaoke. But, I mean, you know, speak it in existence, stay prayerful, and just work hard at what you do. And, you know, I feel like if you ask God to order your steps, you know, things will fall in place for you.
Absolutely. And my last and parting comments, are there any current artists that you are pretty much wanting to work with or maybe have a strong interest or want to reach out, especially on the playwright end of it? I'm a playwright as well. I'm the playwright of 12 plays myself. So, you know, is there any, you know, futuristic need or want or desire to collaborate with indie filmmakers, indie playwrights, or any other artist that is national or indie?
Well, I'm always open to work, you know, with different people. And, you know, I really don't have anybody on my radar right now who I would, you know, aspire to work with, but just my guys that's in the group. And we're, you know, we're a team. And, you know, I'm just concentrating on home right now with Kenny Miles and G LeBeau and with the Rude Boys. But, I mean, I'm always open to collaborate with different producers, different writers, different playwriters, or, you know, just different, you know, people. But right now, I think we really have a great thing going on. You know, we got a tight-knit, you know, crew. And, you know, we're just doing our thing together and working hard. But I'm always open to work with, you know, anybody that comes across my way, you know, that I can help or they can help me.
Absolutely. I want to say this is more of a statement than a question. I love your concept towards the play. Is concerned because you can go into so many different dynamics or avenues in addressing, you know, social issues or, you know, things that are surrounded around coffee or Java or Joe, if you will. You know, it all depends on what region you're in. But, you know, a lot can go down with that. So that is ingenious. And I'm just so, so very proud of you. And I've always been a fan, Joe. But even tonight after speaking with you, let's just say I'm more so of a fanatic. So that's the short term of fan listening audience. I am fanatic over the Rude Boys, and there's nothing rude about
you
other than your name. So yeah.
Well, thank you.
Well, Miss Fabulous, you're probably going to be even a greater fan because right now, as you may hear right now, it looks like the other brothers is in the building. Yeah.
Ooh, he's involved.
Of the Rude Boys is in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm B-Hour show welcome to Mr. G. LeBeau and Mr. Kenny Miles.
What
up,
brothers?
What's going on, fellas?
Now, I need to be in the midst of this conversation because I was sitting there listening and I was just saying, hello, hello. Is I'm on this thing? So
yeah,
I am here.
I almost jumped in, too, Kenny. I almost jumped
thing,
in, bro. Man.
You own this thing.
Almost jumped in this thing, man. We in it.
First of all, G. LeBeau, bro, go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody and what's going on with you.
All right, I'm G. LeBeau of the Rude Boys, and I'm happy to be here with everybody, hoping everybody's having a nice listening party right now, because I was in the background listening. I was a fan myself, Mr. Joe Little, listening to it, you know.
Absolutely. And Brother Kenny Miles, go ahead and introduce yourself, bro.
What's going down, people? This is Kenny Miles, one-third of the Rude Boys, and single and ready to mingle and all of that good stuff. What's going on? Let's get this thing cracking.
Absolutely.
A.K.A. Jesse, y'all. A.K.A. Jesse.
Oh, A.K.A. Jesse.
Now, let me started, because I know we got it into, we asked Joe this earlier. I'm going to start it off with Kenny. Tell us a little bit about, being in the Rude Boys, man, and, you know, the success and what it was like, what it's like being in the group.
Well, man, you know, it's been a blessing, man. I had actually released a solo CD out in 2009 titled My Rhythm, My Blues, and I just was working hard, man, and my brother, you know, G moved closer to me, and we started working together on some stuff, and Joe called me up and said, hey, man, look, this is what I'm trying to do. You know, are you down or you're not? And, and I jumped in, and it was just, it's been a pleasure ever since, man. We've been working together. We've been able to write great music and just vibe in the studio and on the road, and I'm enjoying it.
Absolutely. And, G, what about you, bro? You know, being in the group and just the success of the group and everything that's going on with you guys.
Oh, the same thing, man. For me, it started, I've been knowing Joe since I was like 19, 18, something like that. And I've always been a fan of the Rude Boys, and I end up, it's a blessing to be in the group, you know what I'm saying? Because me and Joe always stood in touch, you know, when I was in another group at the time. And I also sung on Gerald Levert album like in 95, and we wrote on the record. So I've been in the Cleveland clique, you know, for some years. And I don't know if y'all remember the song Answering Service Gerald had out. You know, it was a top 10.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was I was singing backgrounds on that song.
Oh,
me and my brother and a couple other guys, and we wrote on that album also. But we've been in the family for years, man. It's just a blessing that we end up being in a group together, you know, because I always looked up to Joe and the Buddy was the original member also, man. That's my brother too, you know what I'm saying? But man, it's a pleasure, man, to be with Kenny and Joe, you know, in the group, because each one of us bring three different dimensions, man, but it works well together, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and I agree. It's always great to have different dimensions and different personalities going into a group, man. It keeps the flavor and it keeps the group alive, man. It keeps it going. So I've heard the new music, man, and I'm definitely loving it. And we're gonna do a The Hour Show world premiere tonight of you guys' song "Believe in Love." Definitely, I want to get you guys' input about that song, because I noticed it was a dedication to Tavon Martin in the song. Joe, tell us a little bit about that, as your perspective about that and that whole situation.
Well, in the midst of all what was going on with the Tavon Martin situation, me and my brothers Kenny Miles and G Lebo, we came together and, you know, we said, you know, we want to do something, you know, we want to put our two cents in and just put out something of what we feel about this situation, and we came together and we wrote a song called "Believe in Love," in which we pulled in Trick Daddy on it. He rendered his, a rap on there for us, man. And I mean, it was something that we just wanted to give to the world, and just in the midst of all the confusion, we wanted to put a calm, you know, within it. And we just came together with "Believe in Love," and you know, "Believe in Love" was a great song, really just talking about, you know, believe in love. And even when Trick Daddy kicked in with his rap, he just said no rioting, no violence, and no stereotyping. We just have to let justice and let God oversee this situation, and which is still an ongoing situation. Yes, the hype has died down about it, but it's still a relevant situation across, you know, America, period, you know, with racism and with situations that like this to happen. This particular situation was just a situation that was, you know, blew up and put up under a microscope. But there are many Trayvon Martins, you know, out here that have suffered or died because of a situation like this.
Now, G, what's your input about the song, man, and what did it mean to you?
The song meant a whole lot, man, because, first of all, because of the situation that we had to sing about, which is about love, and that's what we believe in. And we have kids, you know what I'm saying? Kenny don't, you know what I'm saying? He's looking for a baby mama right now. But but at the same time, it's a serious situation, man. But, yeah, that's why, you know, me and Joe talk about it all the time. Like, man, that could have been any of us. You know what I'm saying? So,
Absolutely.
We just felt like we needed to make it, you know, relevant to try to keep peace amongst all of this drama that's going on, because it could have escalated to something real, real bad. You know
that's
what I'm
real.
Saying? So
that's real.
Why we wanted to make this love, so, this Believe in Love. You know, that was the main reason for it.
Absolutely. Now, now Kenny, you know, I've always talked about on the show, bro, I've always talked about positive music and having this type of music and just giving the new generation of kids positive music to listen to. And this song is definitely positive. Do you think that looking at some of the songs that the kids are listening to these days, do you think that this is the type of music that we definitely need to be providing for the new generation to listen to and our kids? Because I sometimes I think it's important for them to listen to positive music to help mold them into the people that we really want them to be. But do you think this is the kind of music that they need to be listening to?
Are we speaking of music like Believe in Love?
Right, positive music.
Okay.
Like Believe in Love.
Positive music.
Right.
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. I mean, I remember as a child, you know, listening to music. Now that was, you know, 2, 3, 4 years ago. But
right, that wasn't,
you know,
too
what
long
I,
ago.
It wasn't too long ago. But
right.
You know what I mean? I just, you know, it's all about, you know, lyrical content. It's all about telling a story, and you know that's one thing that we, as a group, you know, do. I mean, you know, between Joe Little, between G LeBeau and Kenny Miles, when we sit down in the studio, you know what I'm saying, it's not about us, you know what I mean? It's about what we are getting ready to give to the world, because we want to give a gift, and a gift of song, you know what I'm saying, with the gift of, with the lyrics, you know, a gift of a real lyric, you know what I mean, and tell a story.
Right.
And I always tell, you know, I have kids that I give voice lessons to. They're from young to you know, pretty much older. And, I mean, I always tell them, and it's always the same thing. You know, they bring these songs to me, and, you know, they're cool songs, and it's, you know, dropping it, and it's, you know, trying to get with this and trying to get with that. I said, that's cool, but be clever. You know what I'm saying? Be
right.
Clever about it.
Uh-huh.
Give me a story. Let me, you know, let me be the judge of, once I hear it, you know what I'm saying, I make a determination. This could be about God. This could be about a woman. This could be about a man. It could be, you know what I mean?
That's
give
right,
me, intrigue me.
They don't leave room to think, man. They don't leave room to think on these songs. No, they just get straight to the point, you know. And back in the day, they wrote lyrics. You had to really think about what they were saying, you know, in the Motown era.
Right.
They were saying some sexy things, bro, but it just, you had to really think about it.
That's right.
Yeah, it was how. I mean, you know, you can, you know, any music, to me, music, all music is inspirational. But, you know, think, you know, try to make everything that you do inspirational. We don't really do music that's degrading women and that's talking about violence and things like that. It's just not something that we do, you know. And we've had some, you know, songs come to us, you know, where people were, you know, wanting us to do songs that they've done, and the lyrical content was just so left field. It's like, you know, change that up, you know what I'm saying, and we can consider that, you know.
Well, that's, I agree, and I think that's important, man, because we had another artist on the show who made a statement that with some of the new music today, that if the song is not talking about licking it, sticking it, or hitting it, nobody really wants to hear it.
Right.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think that it's just important for our new generation of kids, man, to listen to some positive music that speaks about brothers and sisters positively, to give them more of a positive outlook, not only of who they are, but who the people that are around them are. You know, mainly women, you know, their parents, you know, teachers,
right, right.
You know, just important people, man. I think that they definitely need to hear songs that uplift those individuals. And also, man, just like you guys said, man, definitely keep the spirit of the Lord in their heart, and just know
that's
that
real.
He's always going to be there for him, and you know, definitely to keep him right and keep him on the right track. So I think it's important for them to listen to that type of music. But right now, brothers, I got two really good questions I would like to definitely get to ask all three of you guys when we come back. Right now, I want to play debut the Rude Boys new song "Believe in Love." But when we come back, I got two really great questions for all three of you guys. I'm pretty sure Miss Fabulous probably got one for you guys too. And then also, we got a little We got a little thing that we like to do with some of our artists we have on the show, a little fun question and answering session. We like the quick question and answer thing we like to call What Do You Think? And I would love to do that with you guys if that's possible.
Bring it, please.
And Joe, before I kick off the song, Joe, I got to say, bro, I find it very amazingly climactic that your name is Joe, bro. And I find it climactic that your name is Joe and you created a coffee business. I really like the sound of that, bro. I like that. So when you actually tell somebody to go get a cup of Joe, you literally tell them, hey, go get a cup of Joe.
And you know I got a nickname that I picked up with doing coffee. They call me Joey Beans with a Z.
Joey Beans.
You know, right, when you go on my Facebook or my Twitter.
I like that.
Right, when you go on my Facebook or Twitter, even if you Google it, you'll look up. If you Google Joey Beans with a Z, or you go to any of my, you know, personal social media pages, it will say Joey Beans. It'll say Joe Little, a.k.a. Joey Beans, or it'll just say Joey Beans Little. So it's that Beans thing that I've really picked up just to show, you know, everybody that that is my second passion. I found a passion other than my initial passion, which is music. And, you know, like I said, I say in many interviews, like Puffy, Russell Simmons, 50 Cent, you know, all the different guys that's going for other things. They're finding something else as a passion other than what initially, you know, started them. So the coffee business is definitely something that I'm looking forward to being my retirement funding my retirement, and something that I want to utilize also to push the Rude Boys and for the Rude Boys to push. You know, you got so many different artists pushing liquors and different little other stuff. You know, if we can push coffee. Coffee is the second biggest revenue that's coming in after oil, and that's throughout the world. It's the number one beverage over alcohol, waters, anything. So, I mean, everybody drinks coffee. They love it. And like I said, we moved over to the organic coffee business, and, you know, we up and running, and we up and coming.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I like to hear that, no doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the D-Hour Show, Celebrity Thursday, your boy D. Slate. My girl, Miss Fabulous, we in the building with Joe Little, G. LeBeau, Kenny Miles, the brothers of the Rude Boys, is in the building with us right now. And right now, we're getting ready to kick off their new joint, Believe in Love. G. LeBeau, brother, can you introduce your song for everybody?
Come on, everybody, check it out. Believe in Love. We're about to play that thing. We hope all y'all love a little more after you hear this thing. Check it out.
Ooh. Featuring Trick Daddy.
Rude Boys, Believe in Love. Let's go.
Ow!
Yes, yes. All we have to do is awaken the power in the people.
This song is dedicated to the memory and life of Trayvon Martin.
Believe in love.
And to the Martin family, we support you. Believe in love. From the Rude Boys.
Everybody.
Believe in love.
Everybody. The time has come.
Yeah.
America.
Your desire for a better life.
All we have to do is awaken the power.
R.I.P. Trayvon.
People have the power.
Black America, white America. We all gotta live here together. And if we ever plan to do better, we must protect our women, children, and elders. This place is so full of racism. We use hoodies to cover our faces. But let's face it, these dangerous times we facing is bigger than one nation. But by the grace of God, we gotta be strong. And do it in the name of Trayvon. With no riot and no violence. And no more racial profiling. Cause our Father who art in heaven can't improve of how we be living. All the robbing, raping, and the killing and the execution don't make it no difference. We gotta start today and not tomorrow. Do it from the heart. All in the name of the Lord. All in the name of the Lord. All in the name of the Lord.
Believe in love. So much love.
Welcome back, welcome back. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. Your boy D Slate, Miss Fabulous in the building with the brothers of the Rude Boys. That was their
guest.
Oh,
yes,
their new
right, yes, believe in love.
Believe in love, baby.
Hey,
no doubt.
Believe in love.
Hey.
Oh, that was my jam.
And Kenny Miles of the Rude Boys in the building right now, getting in with the brothers right now, no doubt. Now, my question for all three of the brothers, and I'm going to start off with Joe, then G, and then Kenny. Right now, man, we've had quite a few celebrity artists on the show with us, man, and they've always had their different opinions about it, and all of them are pretty much the same, had the same viewpoint, but there's a lot of individuals, as well as the celebrity artists that we've had on the show, who feel like R&B is in a shaky state right now. A lot of people feel like we're missing real R&B. We're missing that type of music that we grew up on listening to and that we love to listen to so much, because a lot of the listeners these days really don't like listening to some of the new music that they hear on the radio, man. Some people are like, man, you know, I just don't like it. It doesn't sound that good to me. A lot of people feel like a lot of the new music is missing originality and missing personality. And you know, you hear a lot of music on the radio, and it's really hard to tell who's who and who's singing what. So, you know, with that being said, we have a lot of great artists like yourself, man, and hit groups and hit artists like yourself that are coming back and are bringing real R&B back, and a lot of people are happy about that. But just the state of R&B right now and what you guys think is missing and why people are so unhappy with some of the new music that they're listening to. I'm going to start off with Joe.
I wouldn't blame it on anybody. I'm not going to point no fingers about it, but, I mean, we need the outlet. We need the outlet for R&B to be put, you know, out there, for the good R&B music to be put out there for the, you know, the public. We do have the benefit with such shows like yourself, D, and Lady Fabulous, put our music out there and make us available for the people who don't know what's going on with the major, you know, with like Clear Channel and Radio One. You know, they basically have their format set, and that's what they're rolling with. I'm not going to say that it's bad. I'm not going to say that it's good. But, you know, we're just not getting the outlets. We're not getting the outlets. We're not getting the labels to support good R&B music. You know, they're giving us deals at certain labels, but they're giving us 360 deals. They're not giving us great deals. So, you know, they're really dependent on us. What we do now is most R&B soul groups, we go into the studio, we get our own project done, mixed, mastered, get it packaged, ready, and we seek out distribution, and we have to pay for our own marketing or whatever. But, you know, you can get, like, some rappers or, you know, certain different artists that they will cling to, which for the most part are younger artists. It was, you know, they'll take with them and put a lot of major money behind them and, you know, make sure that the radio stations are playing it. So basically we just need the outlet. We need guys like you guys to keep pumping us up, interviewing us, playing our music on internet radio, playing our music on cable and satellite, you know, music stations. And, I mean, that's basically how we'll be able to conquer, because I know I listen to satellite TV. I go to the R&B stations, or I go to different places on the internet, and that's where I found out You know, I come to find out, like, Brian McKnight has put out 2 albums in the last, like, maybe 4 years that I wasn't aware of. You got artists like Legacy, she's making her mark coming in.
Exactly.
And you got a few artists that have the mainstream, like Raheem Divine is waving the banner, and Anthony Hamilton is continuing to do his thing. Charlie Wilson, him, you know, there's all AC, you know, so radio. So, I mean, it's just basically we have to depend on the guys like you all that's helping keep us alive.
No doubt. No doubt. G, what do you think?
Take it away, G.
Keep it short. Example.
Yeah, I agree. I got you. I agree with Joe, though. You know what I'm saying? He pretty much knew it. People just got to stand up, you know, and support the real music. Because there's something that's out there, but it's like you got to do research, like he's saying, to find it. You know what I'm saying? It used to be played on the radio stations, riding in the back of the car with your mom or something when you was a kid. You hear Luther and, you know, different greats that they was playing. Shoot, Smokey Robinson, I'm going to go too far back because I don't want y'all to think I'm an OG. But, you know, my name is G and all that. But, yeah, I mean, back in the day, you ride and you listen to that kind of stuff, man. You used to get the chills. It give you a different kind of emotion. Nowadays, you know, like I said, you got to do research. What you say about it, Kenny? Come on, brother.
Well, bro, I mean, my thing is the people want it. The people, you gotta stand up and fight for it. You know what I mean? You have these record labels, right? I mean, you have people that are out there saying, we need it. We need this music. And then you have those people that are pushing that money are sitting behind the desk that really don't know anything about music. You know what I mean?
Right.
But they just, it's about the dollar. And it's cool when at the end of the day, because that's, you know, that's your business. So I guess it's always going to be about the dollar. But we as the people, we need to stand up and fight for this real music and make sure that that it's being played.
No doubt. No doubt. Now, my last question for you guys is, I'm going to start with G and then Kenny and Joe. But my last question for you guys is, I noticed that a lot of celebrity artists, a lot of artists like yourself, are going independent. You know, a lot of artists are going independent and getting on independent labels or starting their own independent label. What's the importance of going independent and just and doing your independent, doing your own independent thing?
Well, it's kind of the same like it was back in the day. The independent thing is best because, you know, it's harder, but at the end of the day, you own your masters. We own our own studio. We record our own music. We mixing a lot of our own stuff. So we're doing it all pretty much. So to be independent is great because you have more creative control, where back in the day you had a label deal situation. You'd be signed to a label. They have all the creative control. They're going to tell you which producer, which writer they want to have on you, and they want to establish a sound for you. But if you're a writer and a producer yourself, then that cuts you out. And you know, you won't be able to let the people know your creative side on what you want the world to hear you as. You know, that's my opinion on it. Mm-hmm.
Now, Kenny, with that being said, thinking about that, also, how important is social networking involved with being independent?
Oh, wow. Social networking is everything right now. Everybody from young to old. My mama's on Facebook right now. So, you know, okay, so it's very important. And it's important for us to, you know, as young kids and older people, be cautious of what you put on those pages. You know what I'm saying? Your job, I mean, these jobs in 2012 are actually looking at people's Facebook pages. So social networking is the absolute number one thing right now. Everybody's got a social network, a Twitter, and you know, just the Johnson & Johnson. You name it, they got it. So
yeah,
that's very
Instagram,
important.
Everything, it's all out there now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Joe, you know, bro, thinking about, you know, being an independent artist and going to an independent label, how important is that, you know, especially, you know, a lot of artists are so concerned about their numbers and the record sales and things like that, but, you know, being on an independent label and an independent artist, I mean, just how important is that really to an artist?
Basically, you know, Kenny and G summed it up, man. It's just basically, I embrace it because we're able to put out there what we want. We don't have nobody dictating to us, you know, what should go, what shouldn't. Because back in the day, hang on, the early 90s, we were directed, and a lot of things that we brought to the table were just like halfway being considered. We're like, okay, well, this is what y'all need to do, and we were directed. So now we just have our own basically we it's the power is in our hands. It's just about, you know, pushing ourselves on the social networks and just getting, you know, other people to buy into it and, you know, other, you know, like just the radio, really.
And can I add to that? What's funny is the last few questions that you've asked, I can sum it up with one word, control. Everything
yes.
that you've been asking,
yes.
from the independent labels to the social networking, you know, to how we feel about R&B, it's all in control. It's all about the control that you have as the artist, that you have as the radio personality, you know, that you have as a parent and as a consumer. So,
yes, I agree, bro. Great way to sum it up. I absolutely agree with you, definitely. Ms. Fabulous, you got a question or any closing comments for the brothers?
Oh, absolutely. I've already welcomed Joe. I also want to welcome G and Kenny. Hello, and
thank
you for
so
giving
much.
Us the time. Yes.
Thank you for giving us the time.
Absolutely. You know, this actually, I'm going to throw this in here real quick, this small caveat, before I actually go into question and lastly the statement. But I want to commend you gentlemen because, you know, you all are together, you're team orientated, and that's how people are going to make it because there's no big I's, no little U's. And anybody that thinks in that concept or that way, they're far behind the times and they're not going to ever advance to the next level. You know, we've reached out to a couple of artists, you know, invited them to come on the show. And it's like, who are you? Never heard of you before. You know, I'm not really interested. You know, and I have some connections with making things happen to take some artists overseas for some promotional stuff or non-promotional stuff, paid dates and things of this nature. Not interested, not doing anything for free, so on and so forth. But let me say this. I said all of that to say this. Number one, at the end of the day, we are still people. It is a
That's
great
right.
need to understand, right. Once again, there are no big I's, no little U's, but when we work collaboratively, when we work tirelessly and endlessly, and we have the music in our soul and our willingness to motivate people through music and do something that we really love, come on now. That is powerful. That is powerful.
That's right. That's right.
What I'm hearing tonight are a group of talented individuals, a group of very industrious and successful men who are doing things that they love, but most importantly, impacting lives. And I'm just telling you, I really, really thank you. Thank you, 10,000, you know, times fold.
Likewise.
Yes.
Thank you. Are you looking for a baby dash?
Absolutely.
No, now she might be married or something. Boy, you got to
ask. Oh, okay, my bad. Sorry,
no, I am not looking for a baby daddy. I am looking for a husband, a soulmate, a partner, and a teammate.
Oh, come on now.
Jesse.
Come on now.
She said it, baby.
Watch
she said
out,
it.
Jesse.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You hit the car door open, Joe.
You're right.
That's right. Look at the sky bar in the green room, and I speak in articulate and complete sentences.
Okay.
I have my hair. Sometimes I don't, and I can electrify. And yeah, I'm moving and I'm doing things. Yes, and I digress. But this is super, super awesome, I'm telling you. So these are two questions I want to pose to the three of you. One, I think Joe had already expounded upon, you know, well, I love what he did because he kept saying, my focus is, you know, the Rude Boys, and we come as a package. You know, basically that's what he's saying. And to our listening audience, understand if you're a member of a group, or if you're an establishment, hey, we're going to do this together, the operative word we, you know, not like we television, but like we us, you know, everyone involved, you have to stick to that mantra. You know, you have to understand that sometimes things are going to be good, there are going to be some high times, there are going to be some low times, but at the end of the day, we're what? We're together. So I want to say, what keeps you all motivated as a team, as a package, as a brotherhood? What keeps you all motivated in the drive to continuously work together and put out tremendous, great projects?
God.
That's right.
You know,
first.
You know, that's a prayer is the first thing we do before everything. You know what I mean? And I appreciate you for, you know, noticing, you know, that it's about, regardless of what it is, just like the old saying, it takes a village to, or, you know, to raise a child and all that kind of stuff. It's hard. It's not easy because you're dealing with people, you know, everybody has different personalities. Everybody has, you know, different lives and so many things going on all at one time. But when you pray about it, a family that prays together stays together. You know what I mean? So then you work it out. You know what I'm saying? We work it out and we make it, you know, we make it do what it do, and it's rough, you know what I mean? Like I said, everybody has different schedules and everything going on, but you know, at the end of the day it's we're brothers, so you know, we're gonna fight, you know, we're gonna argue, then 5 minutes later we forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And we keep it moving. So, you know, that's my take on that.
Right. And I can really respect and appreciate that. And, you know, the late, great, you know, our departed brother who brought you all together, who had some type of influence on you all getting together, you know, rest in peace, Gerald Levert. I mean, he was a super, super awesome guy. And, you know, you pay homage, and you all seem to be very, very humble in your approach. And I am just so heartfelt on the song. You know, I'm an Aquarius by nature and definitely a social activist and, you know, as a former educator and now, you know, working in the juvenile system as a probation officer, you know, that's my other gig. That's my other hustle. I'm Jamaican.
Okay.
But, you know.
Okay.
You
got it.
You got about six jobs.
She's
Jamaican. She got about six jobs.
I do. No one six jobs, you know. But but you know, Trayvon Martin's situation could have, you know, been any of our children or any of our students or anybody in the community. So for you all to have taken a stance and show some type of concern through your talent, through your music, tremendous. The song was just so heartfelt, beautiful, 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 all caps. You know, RT on Twitter, right at you as well. I thank you for doing that because not only does it bring awareness, but it brings healing. And it's not over.
Yo,
it's not over.
Check the video out, too. Send people to YouTube and check the video out, you know. And show love.
Doubt.
We need them counts in our life, you know.
No doubt. I got you, bro. Yeah. We got you on that. I'm going to definitely tell everybody to check the video out.
That's what's up, bro. Yeah. Appreciate the love.
And follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, we'd like to really thank you so much, Dee and Lady Fabulous. And we'd just like to shout out our social network so that everybody will be aware, and you can find us
clearly
on Facebook at www.facebook.com/TheRealRudeBoys. We also are on Twitter at TheRealRudeBoys. We're on Instagram, The Rude Boys, and we out there. We out here, like they saying, the saying everybody saying we out here. We on Facebook, we on Twitter, we on Instagram, we on MySpace. Everywhere you look, we're there, waiting on you to come and, you know, network with us. You know, and that's what social networks are about. And like we say, our video, Believe in Love, featuring Trick Daddy, is on YouTube. Go hit it up, check it out. We got bunch of little beautiful children on there dancing with us in the video, and I mean, it's a beautiful video. It's in a neighborhood we did it in Atlanta, and we had some of the kids come out and perform with us, and a couple, you know, celebrities. So it's something that you will enjoy.
And that's a beautiful thing.
I want to just say the last thing, if I can, Dee. The only thing rude about the Rude Boys is in your name. I mean, you all are some of the most, you know, friendly, down to earth, you know, charismatic, you know, driven gentlemen that we've spoken with. And I just want to just say thank you, thank you. You would think I'll probably get some type of kickback because of all the complimentary remarks. However, you know, I'm just really moved by, you know, your interview and just you being with us on the show tonight. Thank you.
Yo, Joe, I didn't want to cut her, but tell her what the rude means in Rude Boy so she'll know what the rude part means.
Okay.
Yes, in rude. Oh yeah, we have slogans, and each letter means something. Rude, R means respectful, the U is understanding, the T means demanding, and the E is doing everything with excellence. And that's what rude means. And everything, we have a slogan where we say everything rude doesn't have to be bad. Now we got a little moniker where we got out here also, like we do the Rat Pack. So we like Black Rat Pack is coming out, the Soulful Rat Pack.
We call ourselves the microphone ballers. And that's what
there
we
you
out
go.
Here. We out here to get that microphone and do our thing. We out here not to just have people come out to our shows and hear us sing, but we entertain them. We have little skits we do. We mess with each other and we joke and we laugh and we have fun, because I always tell my guys, if we're looking like we're having fun and we're really having fun, the crowd is going to have fun. So, you know,
that's
not
right.
just interviews, but we try to display our positive energies and just our good times in every way.
Hey, come on.
I want to put I'm going to put my hat out because I'm going to do an offering real quick. I hear Kenny
okay,
in the
come
back.
On. Hold
your
thing up.
Come on, somebody. I kick the cargo open and I step down to you. Woo! Oh, come on, somebody. Yes, Lord.
Yes, indeed, baby. Yes, indeed. I like the name the Black Rat Pack. Who's Dean Martin? Because you know Dean Martin took a lot of pride in his hair. So,
you know, that's Kenny, too. I think Kenny is kind of like Dean Martin, because, you know, he changes his hairstyles.
That's true. We
Kenny's
got to get out with the
kids. Kenny Miles is actually our stylist. He's the stylist of the group, and he sets the tone.
Now that's real, that's real talk right there.
And, you know, I kind of would be maybe like Frank Sinatra, because I always admire Frank Sinatra, and you know, maybe G is kind of like he's Sammy Davis. Sammy Davis Jr.
Yes.
He takes everything to the next level. And I mean, I'm going to tell you guys, man, I am so elated and I'm blessed to have two members like these two guys, man, because not just in singing,
man.
They help make me a better person, man. They help make me a better person, you know, because I could be kind of crazy and tripping out sometimes. But what these guys, Kenny Miles and G LaBoy, they bring balance to my life, and they're helping me grow to be a better person. So I must put that out there and show my brothers to the world that I do appreciate them. That's for real.
Oh, man.
We'd like
thanks,
to also give
brother.
A shout-out to our publicist, Matlin Smith, who set up this interview for us, and we love her dearly. And just to let her know,
we love you.
Big
she's
shout
doing
out
great
to
things, man. Y'all listen out for her. She's really she works with a lot of different artists like Rodney Perry, the comedian who's an up and coming guy that I think is got next, and Donnell Jones, who's a
Case.
Very good
Hold
singer,
up.
You know, and
Case, which is another artist.
Yeah, Donnell Jones, Case, and Rodney Perry, Matlin Smith, publicist. She's great.
No doubt. Well,
on Fredro Starr also. Fredro Starr, who's from the group Onyx.
Onyx? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, Fredro Starr. So he's a, you know, he's an actor also, so he's doing this.
No doubt. I'm definitely going to have to hit Madeline, but I definitely want to send a shout-out to Madeline, man, and thank her so much because for definitely having you brothers on the show with us. And I just want to say, man, first and foremost, man, as far as we're concerned, the D. Albert Show family and network, man, it was a pleasure and an honor, man, to have you guys on the show. Like I said, we love your music, man, and I think your song "Believe in Love" is hot, man. We're definitely going to keep it in rotation and keep it playing and keep the memory of the Rude Boys going strong, and letting everybody know who you are, not just for the fans that know and love you, but for the new generation and the new fans that don't know you, will have a greater appreciation for you once we're done. And we're going to definitely keep supporting you guys, man, and everything that you're doing. And, Joe, we definitely can't wait to get some of that coffee, man, and see what it tastes like.
All right, I'm going to get it to you. One more thing, man. We're not trying to hold up the show. I know it's called the D Hour, but we have went over an hour. But, Kenny, can you explain to everybody what we got coming, the title of the new album, the new CD,
like
and the new singles that's coming? Yeah, the new singles and the new CD. Kenny, let them know what's going on.
That's what's up. Okay, first thing is I'll be starting my new stripper, teaching a stripper how to dance on the pole. That's what I'm going to be. No, I'm just only kidding. But listen, the Rude Boys, we're going to be releasing two singles back to back, that's Follow Me and Sexy.
Sexy, and we're shooting getting ready to shoot the videos for those two, and we have a couple of other videos that we're gonna throw out just as a bonus, and we're just gonna throw them out to the fans. But yeah, definitely be on the lookout for Follow Me and Sexy.
Well,
the new CD Rude 2020 at the top of the year.
We do have, I love Follow Me, man, and we're going to be getting that in rotation, too. But definitely tell Madeline to send us the other song you guys mentioned so we can get that, so we can do a world premiere of that, man, and you let everybody hear that. The Follow Me, I'm loving that joint, so we're definitely going to be playing that.
Fans to follow us on Twitter, The Real Rude Boys. Follow us on Instagram, The Rude Boys, and go check out our Facebook page, Facebook.com/TheRealRudeBoys.
I just want to say too, for Kenny, now the baby mama that you're looking for, is she gonna be required to know how to dance on a pole too?
Pole is optional. Pole is optional, but she better know how to cook because I eat. Okay.
I want to put that bit in for myself. So
okay.
I don't do pole, but I play pole position on Atari 2600.
Miss Fabulous keep a pole in her closet and in her car for practice when she
goes work. So. Okay, I think you done messed with math, Jack.
Okay. Girl, you better follow me. Oh.
Follow me. Yes. Well, I did want to ask one last question before you all got off the line. How, if someone's interested in booking you all internationally, maybe like some UK, Cayman Islands, Africa-type dates or things maybe we can talk offline, but how does one get in contact if they're interested in booking in the United States as well as internationally?
Well, in the United States, they could reach us through our email, rudeboys, R-U-D-E-B-O-Y-S, Inc., INC at Gmail. If they want to book us overseas, they can hit the same email, rudeboysinc@gmail, or they can hit Lady Fabulous because you said you got the connection to the overseas. So I mean,
that's
I
right.
Build
that's
it, whatever, you know.
Okay, you can be a hype woman.
Let's say you're beginning to email
ASAP. Future baby mama. So hey.
Yeah, we're going to put an extra pole on the stage.
I know you like
the
money. You know, we got to eat, and I know you like to eat.
Yeah. So, you know, listening audience, ladies, if you had any idea of trying to make that happen, that bid is already off the book. So I've already got that position. So thank you so much. And no, thank you. Kimmy, we'll get married very soon, and, yeah, we'll keep it moving.
That's it.
That's great.
Well, brothers, first and foremost, man, again, it's an honor, man, and a pleasure to have you. I mean, we had a ball with you guys tonight, man, and as far as we're concerned, man, the D-Hour Show is your home, man. You guys are welcome here anytime. We're going to continue to play your music, continue to support you, and you guys can stop by and hang out with us anytime, man. The D-Hour Show is always open to you.
Man, much love, man.
Be blessed.
No doubt, guys. You guys have a blessed night, man, and thank you guys so much for joining us tonight.
All
you
right,
thank you,
time.
We enjoyed you.
This is
right
ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. It's the D-Hour Show of Blog Talk Radio. Your boy D-Slade getting it in. That was the brothers Joe Little, G. LeBeau, and Kenny Miles of the hit group Rude Boys hanging out with me and Miss Fabulous. Oh, yeah, you already know how we do it. I'm gonna play a quick jingle, get a quick song in there for you guys real quick. And when we come back, we're gonna finish it up and let you guys know what's going on. Here's my girl Betty Wright. I got an old schooler for you. We got an old school one for you. Betty Wright, the cleanup woman, right here on the D-Hour Show. Let's go.
Yes. Picked up a man of mine.
Brother D Slay, the lovely Miss Fabulous in the building. We already know we got to wind it up right now. And first and foremost, I just want to thank the Rude Boys, Mr. Joe Little, Kenny Miles, and G LeBeau for hanging out with us. We had such a marvelous time with those brothers. So, you know, your boy D Slay and Miss Fabulous didn't get a chance to go in tonight because we had such a great time with them. I really want to I want to thank them so much for hanging out with us and having, you know, us having such a great time, great interview with those brothers. Very funny, very talented, and very intelligent brothers. And it's always good to talk to individuals like that. So definitely thank you guys so much for joining us and talking to us. Ms. Fabulous, you got any closing comments for tonight?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we had a lot of wonderful national artists and, you know, people in the industry on the show. And I just wanted to say, you know, along with some of my other favorites, the R&B Divas and Music Soul Child, but this by far was also one of my favorite interviews because they were very down-to-earth, they were very humble, and they gave us some very, very good information, you know, to kind of be mindful of if you're just breaking into the industry, if you're already established in the industry, and just being a people, being of a people. So definitely I want to say salute to those gentlemen. They're doing big things. And most importantly, salute to you, D. Slate, because you never fail to amaze me how you're able to, you know, get this together. So definitely I appreciate being a part of your vision. I thank you so very much for giving us a platform. And to the D. Hour Show listening audience, I want to thank you so, so very much for giving us endless support. You know, and again, as D. Slay, our producer and CEO of the D. Hour Show Radio Network, we didn't have the opportunity to really go in, but continuously tune in to all of our other networkings and our shows because we always have something enlightening and motivating. And these days, we definitely need those things. So thank you so very much tonight. And
absolutely.
To the Rude Boys, thank you.
Yes, indeed. And I just want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. And make sure you tune into the D Hour Show every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. Of course, this Saturday, we got Indie Up Saturday. And we'll be talking to up-and-coming hip-hop artist Nikki McKnight is going to be on the show with us. So definitely make sure you guys tune in, as well as tune in to the brothers Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace for the Covenant Cafe this Sunday. Make sure you guys tune in to them as well. And coming Monday for the I Got Something to Say show, Miss Fabulous and the crew are going to be getting it in with one of Miss Fabulous' favorite artists, and Dombey is going to be in the building. So, we're going to be getting it in for you guys in the coming days for the D-Hour show. So just keep tuning in. Like I said before, you never know who's going to be on the D-Hour show. So make sure you tune in all the time, Sunday through Thursday and Saturday, because you never know how we're going to give it to you guys. We continue to love giving you guys real radio and great radio. And just keep listening to us, and we will deliver that. It's your boy D. Slate. It's Miss Fabulous. Guys, please enjoy the rest of your Thursday night. Be safe. Much love, and we'll see you guys next time.
Fabulous.
Tell me who the hottest in town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. And 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour Show.
show. Yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest spaceship, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.